Hello, this is Lee Carroll. The following is a live cry-on channeling given in Bedford, New Hampshire at the end of 2002. It represents some explanations of the new energy being created from the result of a stabilizing grid system, some loving messages about an enhanced humanity, and even some prophetic insights on creating free energy. The music you're hearing supporting the channeling is being played live by Robert Coxon, best-selling New Age artist and part of the cry-on team. Join with me now as we return to that day in November.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And as always, there will be those in the family who sit here with a cloak of duality and the uncertainty of being two energies at once, we would question if such a thing is happening. Let me tell you that those who pour in this day may very well touch you in a way that you cannot help but say, I was touched today by family. It is a sweet place. This place. It is a sweet place. It is postured already and correctly, for all that we wish to do. Very little warm-up time as we pour in here. And yet there is a period of time that it takes us to go from a crack in the veil, positioning ourselves in this place perfectly. There have been those who have asked in the past and said, during these moments where you're positioning the entourage that comes with you, what are you doing? What are you really doing? We say this to you. We know you, every single one, by a name that you do not know yourselves. We know you by a name that we sing in light. We know you by a name as brother and sister. We know you by a name that only you know when you leave here. It is impossible to pronounce, even impossible to conceive. It has interdimensional properties. It lays in layers. It speaks to matter. It speaks to the suns within the suns. Each of you is eternal. Not all life in the universe is. We have spoken of this before. On this planet, all of you are. There is no test here beyond the ability to receive it and endure it. All of you came with that knowledge. And in order to make that operate in the correct fashion, we tell you this, that each of you has a name in layers. How could such a thing be, you might ask? What are the layers? The layers correspond to the group that you are. You think you're alone. You think you're one thing. You look in the mirror, you see a four-dimensional creature with skin and a name you can say out loud. You have no concept of who you're looking at. Each of you is a group. You are already acknowledging that when you say you have a higher part of you. And many of you design your life to take advantage of that higher part, but you still see the separation. There is so much of you that desires to be part of the other. And you create the separation even within the thoughts of that very concept. Instead of seeing yourself as the great I am. The prophets walked the earth. And you saw them as different. Unusual, sacred, divine, powerful. They look just like you. All of them. So what is it that made them different than you And I will tell you, they were able to peel the duality away, create the miracles. And many followed them because they saw the joy in their lives. They saw that power. And oh yes, there were the needy as well. And so you have to ask yourself, well, what is the difference between an ordinary human and a master of the kind that were written about, that are worshipped, whose lives are known to many? And this is where it gets good. For the masters walked the earth with a lessened duality. They walked the earth being able to see the bigger picture. They were not affected as you were when you were born on this planet by the duality in place when you got here. And it made them different. And that's what you saw. You sit in an energy that we predicted to 12 years ago. An energy that is going to become far more stable than it is now. But we'll get to that in a moment. What we want to tell you is this. The attributes of the Master are upon you. What is it all about? It is about a changing humanity. It is about a changing spirituality. The veil is being lifted. It is being lifted so that you can see dimly through it things you never could before. Could this really be? Can I change my life? You come in with what is called a contract, and the compartmentalization in your brain says, this is my contract, it always will be. This is what I chose, and you never understand. It's what you chose to come in with. Nobody said it was supposed to be there all the time. You had to start somewhere. It was a good place to begin. And without an awakening and without the ability of knowing of your enablement, that is the contract that you would follow right to the end. Spoken about today it was. How many of you have contracts and you wonder about? Do they include what happened to your sister and your brother and your parents? Genetically surging in your DNA. What are the patterns there? What are they saying? What are they going to do to you? Oh. Well, dear human being, it is time to put on the mantle of the Master. The Master with your name and the layers of who you are. And the genetics in your body will all listen to the mantle of the Master. And when you speak to your cells and you say, it is time for a change. The new contract is upon us. We wish to be joyful and enjoy the love of spirit. We wish to change the cellular structure, the genetic makeup. We wish to influence all that we have with our own intent, just like the masters did. You can think for a moment, if you wish, of what the masters were able to do as they walked on this planet. And in their wake, they left those who were healed, sobbing and weeping for their joy. They spouted profundities, wisdom. They helped everyone they touched. They brought the tribes together. They unified the ununifiable. They presented paradigms which were so different, they often lost their lives because of it. And here it is. Visiting you. We're in place now, you know. And we're ready. We have said it before. There are those here who can see the colors, the shapes. There are even those here, and the invitation is open, that can see the entourage around my partner as he stands and is being touched by these. And there are several. And we invite you to see them this evening. As the veil lifts, you will some. As you take your enablement power, over the matter in your life, over your own contract, over your own biology? Is it not clear to you that this is what the grid was about? Lest you felt this was simply science, the magnetic master is about biology. Always was. Always will be. Honor for those who changed Earth to continue the experiment you have with energy here. And so it is we take our places around you, above you, even below you. Interdimensionally, there is no limitation that you have in 4D about where we can sit or stand. It is like an island, each of you surrounded by your own group. A group that knows exactly what you've been through. A group that knows your weaknesses, your questions, all of the things you might wish to know. A group that is ready to take your hand and lead you one way or the other if you ever come to that place where you would allow it. Some of you are in touch with that group, and others are afraid of it. And being afraid of it is something that would be absolutely natural in this particular time. There are questions that have been happening, even this day, that have never been asked. We'll deal with a couple of them. And then, of course, we're going to give you some science. What a joy. That you would allow something like this. Dear human, we understand your duality. We understand as you sit there, knowing your name, that you still question if this could be real. So some of you will be touched. Some of you will smell things that cannot exist where you sit. Some of you will see the colors. And it's all for one reason, so that you will understand the validity of what you have created here. For as you sit, it shall be. And that is a statement which means this, that this event and the message from this event is one created because you're here. This does not happen in a vacuum. If there were none of you sitting here, there would be no channeling. And so it's a sweet place. The question is asked, what is happening right now? Brian, you've spoken about the grid. You've also spoken about the fact that it's coming to a close. What will that mean to us? You might ask. All right, we just defined what the grid is about. It's about biology. And when we speak of biology, we mean also your spiritual biology, for it is all entangled in one. It all speaks to each other at the same time. And there is a mystery there, if you choose to look at it. Here is what is happening. As you know, and even with the proof of where your compasses point, the grid has moved. It will continue to move for some time, but the spiritual alignment, the part of it that lifts the veil, will come to a close at the end of this year. There are some of you who have spent many years chasing this moving target, this changing grid. And here you are facing still another attribute to deal with. For when it does close and the movement stops, there will be some stability. And there are those of you who would say, well, it's about time. But do not be fooled for a moment. There are those of you who have gotten used to it like a moving train. And when you run out of track, you'll know it. Coming to a complete seeming halt and stop. And here is the advice. You don't have to chase it anymore. It's at your feet. You've gotten used to certain kinds of motion, and it's taken a decade. There are those of you who will feel it and be happy that it is being stabilized, and then there are those of you who got used to the movement of it who now have to get used to it being in one position. And what does this mean to you? Healer, this is not going to happen instantly or overnight. There will be a residual we have spoken of before. This is now information which is 1 year old. A residual that will last at least 3 months. God does not do things quickly, if you've noticed. And so therefore we say this, that even though it is so, that the stabilized grid will indeed come to its final position, at the end of this year, there will be a residual. The residual is designed for your comfort, so that there is no fast stop. And this is metaphoric. But what a joy it is to have the entourage almost complete with your gift. Humanity is feeling this. We've told you in this track you have produced for yourself, we've told you that it has never gone around even one time. This is a metaphor. There's nothing in front of your track. You create it as you go. There will be those who would sit in front of Spirit and plead to know the future. Where are we going? What are we doing? What's going to happen? And with joy we say this. Nobody knows. But we can tell the direction you're moving. We can tell the speed of the change. And it is profound. Unexpected. You want proof of that? Go find any prophecy about what's happening today. All the ancients in their wisdom, the master seers of their time, even the masters themselves, could not foretell and did not what an ascended earth is doing. That's what's happening. And the part you play in this is the part that you designed. How many of you understand that you have a new contract in front of you? A contract that says we want you to stay longer. A contract that opens up an entire new paradigm of life extension. And if you don't see it, your children will. And it's not just medical science, and it's not just physics. It has to do with what the human does for the human. There will be those without any spiritual training whatsoever who carry the indigo color, who will understand totally and completely the overview of this. They will feel in control of their cellular structure. There will be no surprises, and you can see it in their eyes. They plan on being here a very long time, and they know how. It's about talking to yourselves. Isn't it, Mom? Isn't it, Dad? They come in with the knowledge, not all of them, but many, of what we are now teaching you. Of course we're in charge of matter, they will say to you someday. The things that you have questioned with your intellect and your logic will be second nature to humanity at some particular point in time. That's what's happening now. And this grid group, where are they going? Should we be sad for them? Are they going home? Here is the answer. No. And no. this grid group that has been with me all of these years, that has moved the very magnetics of the planet to create for you a DNA with your choice to accept that is interdimensional, returns to other, what you would call, jobs. It stays, it remains, it disseminates, but it is part of the earth itself. Some of you have said that Gaia has life. The indigenous believed that the dirt of the earth itself had an entity, life. And they saw this in the elements, in the east, the south, the west, and the north. And we are telling you this, that part of what they saw was the group that you have called the grid group. It is always here. It always will be. It has to do with the life force of the planet. It has to do with the support of the humans that are here. Where are they going? They're staying right here. Consider it a job change, if you wish. That's what's happening. Well, there's another question that gets asked here. And it's one we would like to endeavor to explain this very evening. Why is it with the grid shift lifting the veil? Why is it with the grid shift allowing for greater spirituality, insight, wisdom, joy, and control over our lives? Why is it then that the dark side seems to be increasing so dramatically? Did you think we didn't notice? I'll give you information that seems unbelievable. I will say it again, and there will be those here that will not agree. But I will tell you the truth. Dear human being, there is no such thing as the dark side. Listen to this and understand this. I am not tricking you when I tell you these things. I am giving you intuitive knowledge. Check yourselves. There is no group of entities that is part of your demise. There is no group that you would call the dark side that wishes to bring you into a place of darkness. There is no group of entities that is responsible for pulling you away from the light. That is the truth. And you might say, well, then why does it seem like it? Difficult to grasp, perhaps. I will tell you this, O powerful one. When you walk by water and it changes, what does that tell you? Could it be that you are a lot more powerful as a human being than you ever thought? Could it be you're not as ordinary as you thought? That is the case. I would like to tell you, the human being who focuses on dark will get dark, and it will be powerful. The human being who focuses on light will bring in light, and it will be powerful. And we've given you the difference in those attributes before, for light is active and dark is passive. That's old information. But here's what it means. That when there is darkness and you choose the light, a dark room, when exposed to light, will become illuminated. The dark seems to vanish. It literally is not moving from dark to light. It is turning on the light. It happens all at once. It's not slow. And when the light is exposed, all of those things that were hidden in the dark are there for you to see. Some of them are grand. But to the point is this. The human being who begins to move to the light is moving a framework. This framework is a finite area called human consciousness. And when you move it to the light, you're going to leave some of the dark behind. You can only hold so much energy. And therefore, if you choose a lighter energy for your system, there is going to be a piece of the darkness called duality that is going to be severed, lopped off, and left behind. Now, what do you think that dark part is going to do to you? It's going to plead. Don't leave us behind. We've been part of you for a long time. Lifetime after lifetime, you embraced us, and now you're throwing us away. And they will come at you in survival mode, pleading not to be left. And in this pleading, it will appear as though there is a legion of them pulling you away from the light. Let me ask you this. Who knows you better than you? How do they know about all of your weaknesses? How do they know about your habits? How do they know you so well? And I will tell you, because it's you talking to you. It is the powerful part of you that you have chosen to lop off and leave behind. It's part of a new study. It's part of the DNA shift. An actual layer of the DNA is responsible for the balance in your life between light and dark. This is new information. We will expound and expand later. It is you fighting you. This is a sweet place here. There's a sweet energy here. And you might say, I still don't believe it. All right. We'll prove it. Let me ask you this. If it is true, dear human being, that there are legions of dark ones trying to trick you into submission, if there are armies led by entities with horns in dark places trying to seduce you into the dark, if all of this is true, then why is it when you turn and face them and you say, no, not this time? They all shrink and go the other way. What kind of an army is that? What kind of power is that? And I will tell you, you are in control. You always have been. It is the masters who walked the earth who knew that. They faced the same duality you did, and they looked at it daily and they said, not this time. And the phantom legions of the dark shrink and leave you alone. And that's the truth. This information is there for those reading this page. In a now that we see the reader. We see your eyes. We see your mind. We see the joy in this information. There is no conspiracy to draw you backwards. This is you with you. It is the giant it presented in the parable of the journey home. It is you with you. And so let me reverse the story. Who knows you better than you? It's time to look at this and say, I understand what is happening. You can even say, I honor the darkest part of me that has been with me a very long time. And I release it. You can even say, I release me. Moving into the light. It isn't easy. And this is what's happening. These are challenging times, are they not? You look at current events. Dear Cryon, what is happening on Earth? I'll tell you what's happening on Earth. It may not look like it. You're solving the biggest issue we have. Collectively, I am here with you. Have you ever thought of that? I arrived to set the grid of the Earth. I will not leave until the last human takes the last breath. The entourage may come and go. The grids may be changed. Yet again someday. And Cryon remains. And so it is, I am in this lifeboat with the humans who are doing the work. And so it is that I am support of you. And I know what's happening. You have a word for it. It's called pruning. Sometimes it's not pleasant. If you were to question this and you say, well, everything I see around me is bad, and there's darkness everywhere. Oh, I say, really? 10 years ago, if I told you that the largest businesses you had in this great land of yours would fall over and die because of integrity issues, would you have believed me? If I had given you the prophecy that one of the largest religious organizations on earth would be brought to its knees because of integrity, would you have believed me? No. Well, look out the window. That's what's happening. It's called pruning. Country with country. Belief system against belief system. The sparks will fly. And we told you that 12 years ago. We told you that many would have to leave the planet for what we've called the great solution, and they knew that when they stood in line. Oh, you may mourn them because you are part of humanity, and you don't want this because you're part of humanity. But there are those who decided to be part of this in a way that would help all of you. And that's what's happening. And so the earth prunes itself, and in the process creates something very slowly. The beginning of the New Jerusalem. And now you know that that is not a metaphor, don't you? What we have meant all along, for all of these years we have talked to you about this, is really Jerusalem. The crux of the problems, the thing that has brought earth to its knees, the source seemingly of all strife, can and will be solved by a generation of human beings who decided to change reality, to skip the Armageddon, and to move forward. I carry a piece of the puzzle. You do not see what I see. We tell you this. Look around. There are many others who have many messages. Connect the dots. Listen to the channelings. Listen to the wise. See what resounds and what does not. Is it fear-based? Is it love-based? Choose the one that resounds to your heart and makes the most sense. It's called free choice. And we say look around because this is what you've been doing now for years. And here you are in this chair. It's a good time to see the colors right now, for there's a great deal of honoring going on. That's what's going on. Cry on what's happening. God is loving you. That's what's happening. We're biased. We want you back. But while you're here, we are in support. You want a little more joy in your life? There's a whole bunch of us want to hold your hand and make sure that you've got it. It would seem dichotomous to move from that message into physics. But I am the magnetic master after all. And I love to talk about these things. Not all of you will understand what comes. In order for this channeling to be complete and for my partner who does not understand these things to have a clearer image, we will involve something we have only done two times in the past. We invite in now the energy of Metatron. Metatron and Kryon. Of the same family of Archangel Michael, of the same family of spiritual physics, and very entangled. And so it is that the energies of all three are here. One of them being my partner who speaks. And the meld then between Kryon and Metatron, which speak of physics. We wish to talk about something dear to many hearts of the physicists. We're going to speak of free energy. And we can hardly wait. Not understandable by all of you, but the readership will know, and there will be those here who understand of what we speak. And so I ask of my partner that this be clear and slow if needed. Before we begin, we must understand what we are up against. Humanity has been convinced for some time that there could be something called free energy. This would be a device that would be able to sustain itself literally without fuel. The question is it possible? The answer is yes, it always has been. And there will be those who will understand how this would work, for it profoundly involves magnetics. And indeed, there will be some who will discover it at a macro level. But what we wish to do is to give you some answers that may surprise you, that would allow you to go to it far easier and quicker. Let us review. Perhaps as children, you were amazed at something. A static magnet, when held in the hands, repels similar poles. You might have been amused at how much you have to push to try to get similar poles together in magnetic material that seems to repel the push. And the bigger the magnet, the greater the repelling. Those children who grow up to become scientists ask bigger questions about that. What is this force that pushes back? Why is it I can throw my entire weight into this and I have a piece of metal which pushes back? What is going on here? What is the engine of this? The physicists, of course, developed answers about trapped energy, kinetics, all manner of verbiage which would try to tell you why it is that there would be a force trapped in metal that would push back. None of them are correct. There's something going on with magnetism that will indeed be discovered. It is a layer of interdimensionality which you are now just broaching. It is not definable in four dimensions. It is not even part of your four-dimensional physics, why it pushes back. But then those scientists went on to think, what if we could get magnets to push against magnets? If we design something clever, maybe the magnets could push against themselves and we could use this energy in a circle, a machine. Magnets with magnets. Use this incredible pushing back force to push and pull by itself. This then is the simplified way that science first started to think about free energy. Now, if you talk to a physicist, you will discover it isn't possible There's always what we would call the trade-off, what you might call paying the piper. There is always something that's going to interfere with free energy. I'll tell you what it is. 4D physics. The restriction you find yourself in, that's the answer. But now you know the puzzle. And perhaps we've explained it in a way that you could understand. And the reason it never worked is manyfold. But the physicist will tell you, you can't get something for nothing. Really. We must tell you a story about physics. Will this engine work? Oh, yes. But it's not going to work the way you think it would. In order to broach the next issue in this triad of explanation, we have to tell you this. The physics that you claim to be so proud of has what you wish to have called a consistency. That is, when you find a postulate that proves itself 100% in your real 4D world, you have this propensity to then extrapolate from that rules that you apply to the entire universe, no matter what. Therefore, you have Newtonian physics, Einsteinian, Euclidean, the rules that seem to apply carefully to everything all the time. Well, that's not the case. We even give you hints of this in past sessions with the cryon, giving you formulae that indicated that there were missing pieces that you did not understand. You see, physics is variable. And to some, that is not good news. And what is the largest variable of physics? I will tell you. Size. The ratio between mass, magnetics, and gravity changes with size. There is an actual, what we're going to call, quantum membrane. A membrane that you pass through at a certain quantum level where physics changes. And up to this point, those who have been at this level have seen it as quaint. Some have argued about it. Could it exist? And we say this, at that membrane level, many odd, unusual things take place. These things are about to be cleared up, and these are the things that will give you free energy. Let me be more specific. It is a membrane of dimensionality. What you might call moving from 4 to 5, and what we call moving from 4 to something else. Because, of course, when you move out of 4 dimensions, there is no more linearity, and without linearity, you cannot count anymore, can you? So 5 becomes an impossibility. Listen, I'm going to give you information that your physicists will validate, and not too far away. Let me ask you this. According to your physics, can 2 things exist in the same place at the same time? And you may say, no, it is impossible. Then let me change the question. What if the 2 things were really the same thing twice? And you might say, well, now we've never heard of such that. It is what happens when matter passes through the membrane. When you have interdimensional shift, listen, my partner, this is important. It's important you get this right. It's the first exposure that has ever taken place of this, and Metatron and Cryon want to give it to you in a way that the readers will understand. When matter passes through the membrane, there is an instant, infinitesimal instant of time where the matter contains both polarities, positive and negative. It actually seems as though they are in the same place at the same time. This almost is what you would call matter-antimatter exchange. And through the membrane, for a moment, there is a momentary, infinitesimal unbalancing of what we call the cosmic lattice. And in there, there is energy created, not from nothing, but from everything that is around you. The cosmic lattice we have described before. The secret of free energy lies in becoming small. The secret of free energy is going through the membrane. That is to say, that an interdimensional force is at work. It is the quantum leap. It is the thing that seems to bridge the unbridgeable, where particles can go from one place to another and yet seem never to have traversed the path between them. That is interdimensional swapping, membrane to membrane. Part three is this, the secret of free energy. If you can make the machines small enough, and there are many of them, you can take advantage of what I have just given to you, which many are not understanding until this is absorbed. When you deal with magnetics at a molecular level, you're going to discover it acts differently. Free energy is obtainable today through large arrays of very small engines. Think small, real small, but think in large arrays. Think into interdimensional physics. Free energy is not only possible, it's there waiting, and it's not free. It is not the creation of energy out of nothing. It is tapping the lattice where mountains of energy is available. So what you're really saying then, and all of us together, is this. That what would appear to be free energy is available at a quantum level by tapping the lattice. And this requires magnetics. And the final hint in this scenario of the triad of free energy that we will give you is this. It's going to take very small magnetics to do this. Don't forget that you can magnetize gas. And that is for the science. Metatron and Cryon want to also give you this information about matty antimatter. There are those in physics who believe that the universe must contain the antithesis of itself next to itself. That is to say, antimatter and positive matter must exist for the balance to be there. And yet the interesting thing is one of the matters is all around you and the other one is elusive. Question may be asked of the physicist, where is antimatter? Is there as much of it as there is positive matter? And the answer is yes. And I will tell you where it is. It's resting on the membrane. It is in a different time frame. When you start to understand the ability within physics to change the time frame of the reality, all of the what you would call the antimatter will present itself. And the reason is this, it must be there. And there's a joke here, a very big, big cosmic joke. This phenomenon of antimatter resting in a slightly different time frame is what is responsible for what you have called mistakenly the Big Bang. Matter showed up everywhere at once. There was no explosion. The membrane changed and the universe was created. Not the one that you see today, but the beginning. And the residual of that membrane shift is everywhere you look. And you'll never find a pinpoint source for a bang. You'll never find a center for a bang. And that is because all reality existed all at once. This reality talks to itself all at once. It continues to. You find that secret, you will find the secret of instant communication over long distances. So much honor. We close with this. Crying, I'm afraid of change. The grid is shifting. Empowerment is before us. We're pruning the earth. We're moving into solution. There are probably some things that are going to happen in the future we don't know. You're now telling us spirit doesn't know. Am I going to lose friends? Am I going to lose family? Am I going to lose mates? I feel if I take a shift in ascension status and graduation status and all of these things you've talked about, I'm just going to leave everybody behind. I'm going to be just so strange. I'll be talking metaphysics and they're not. And crying, I don't want that. Because I'm in love with my mate and I'm appreciative of my friends. I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want to be a loner. I don't want to be ostracized. What'll I do? Do I take the step? Do I sit on the floor and tell Spirit, please, tell me what it is I should know, or should I just be quiet? I'm afraid. Oh, I don't think you've thought this through. What happens when you take the mantle of the master? Not the master. Not a specific name, but the master of spirit. The mantle of love. What happens when you take ascension status and you become wiser? What happens when you become more peaceful? What happens when you smile too much? I'll tell you, it is the opposite of what you're afraid of. People want to be with you because you've changed. You've changed into something that people admire and that they love and they like. You put it together and they have it and they want to be with you. It makes people fall in love with you again. It creates bonds that are permanent. It's the opposite of what you fear. Change? Yes. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever really think about that? And that's how we leave you. A little bit of everything, and that's what's happening. The last time we will talk to you in this area with a grid that is in motion. And when we return, the teaching really will begin. We can hardly wait. And so the entourage which came in here willingly wanted to be with you and hold your hand for these moments is one that departs, and not with sadness, with joy, because there are some here this very night who have made decisions to turn on the light. And so it is.
You are the light.
You are the light.
You are the light of the world.
A city on a hill.
Glowing in the night.
Glowing in the night.
For all to see.
You are the light.
shining bright,
even shining bright,
for all to see.
You are the light,
so that they